the majority of valid votes cast yesterday by the people of Scotland in response to the referendum question, should Scotland be an independent country, were in favour of no.
In the early hours of the Friday morning, you could see that the Indy campaigners realised that we'd lost.
I went home feeling utterly heartbroken. I woke up at 6 a.m. to double check the result. I woke up at 8 a.m. to be comforted by my children.
Utter disappointment and sort of grief almost on people's faces.
The overriding feeling when the no result came through was relief that our country was going to stay together.
Whichever way you voted in the independence referendum of 2014, there's no getting away from the impact it's had on the country. Depending on your perspective, it was either a democratic flashpoint or the most divisive moment in most Scots' lifetimes. 5 years on, though, how do Scots remember that time? Pamela Nash is the chief executive of the anti-independence campaign group Scotland in Union and was a Labour Member of Parliament during 2014.
Their campaign brought together people from all walks of life, all sorts of political backgrounds and none, and the vast majority were people who had never been involved in politics. That was the positive side of it, but the negative side, the big memory that many of us have, was the division. It caused a lot of division in our society.
But whilst the referendum undoubtedly did divide Scots, not everyone sees that time as a negative one. Maggie Chapman is the former co-convener of the Scottish Green Party.
I think it was a transformational point in Scottish politics. The most exciting and enthusing campaign that I've ever been involved in. You know, drawing on grassroots campaign groups, really doing their own thing and building up an engagement of politics in their own communities.
That to me was one of the great strengths of the 2014 campaign, is that it was kind of self-starting.
Editor of the pro-independence blog Wings Over Scotland, Stuart Campbell.
People just saw something needed doing. I'm not going to wait for the SNP to do it. I'm not going to moan at them and tell them to do this. I'm just going to do it myself. I think it was a very splintered campaign, in a good way, in a positive way.
Stuart Kirkpatrick was head of digital for the official independence campaign, Yes Scotland.
My overarching memory of the Yes campaign was it was a hell of a lot of hard work, often a lot of very hard work uphill. We had no support among the mainstream media for the vast majority of the campaign. We were under constant attack from the other side. Those of us on the Yes side, those of us who supported independence, were kind of on our own. There was nobody going to do us any favours. There was nobody going to help us. It was the Yes campaign and the pro-Yes parties and our supporters kind of against the establishment.
The 2014 Scottish independence referendum may have lost, but its shadow can still be felt across nearly every aspect of politics here, not least in reaction to what's happened since. Colin Barty was a Labour Party adviser during the 2014 referendum, and he campaigned for a no vote.
Well, I maybe shouldn't say this, but I actually voted for independence because that's what my gut told me to. Although, you know, the party line was the opposite, to vote against it. And now I think a lot of people are ruining the day with the Boris Johnson government and talk about taking us out of Europe and just, you know, nasty attitude.
The result of the European referendum, I think, is a symptom of what in 2014 many of us independent supporters were campaigning against.
Maggie Chapman.
That kind of arrogant, elitist British politics that doesn't think it has to try very hard to win, that doesn't think it has to actually present any positive arguments for anything. I mean, what in the Remain campaign was about how good our membership of the EU was? And I think that, well, it's resulted in, I think, the complete destruction of trust in politics, which is dangerous.
I asked Pamela Nash, who campaigned against independence back in 2014, if, given the events of the past 5 years, such as Brexit and a Boris Johnson government, she'd ever looked back and wondered if there was maybe something in the independence argument after all.
Absolutely not. We are stronger as part of the United Kingdom, and I think that's only been proven time and time again when we've seen the chaos that politics has become in the last 5 years. It would be exponentially worse for Scotland if we'd left the United Kingdom.
So 5 years down the line, what is the legacy of Scotland's independence referendum?
I mean, the political scene is essentially unrecognisable. The old Scottish politics is dead. And the thing is, it will never be resolved until, at the very least, there's another independence referendum, and perhaps until there is independence.
I would like to think there is a positive legacy around an identity that isn't necessarily one that is based on nationalism, but as one based on a set of, I would call them, internationalist values.
Unfortunately, I think that the legacy of the referendum has been a division of Scotland, and it's still a big factor in Scottish life, and it's sad. And I want to do whatever I can, I want others to do so too, to draw a line under that and for us to move on.
Perhaps unsurprisingly, though, Stuart Kirkpatrick is far less cautious in his analysis.
I believe that the legacy of the independence referendum, and especially the work we did at Yes Scotland, will be an independent Scotland.
As for when that might happen, though, is still something of a mystery. Polling consistently shows that public opinion on independence is split down the middle, and a poll released this week suggests that those arguing for independence are still below 50%. But in the space of 5 years, we've seen two and very nearly three general elections, the Brexit vote and a Boris Johnson government. So as Scotland looks ahead to the next 5 years, it's probably fair to say that anything's possible. Jack Foster, DW.